Board members, can you please open up your board packs and look at the proposed draft agenda? All right.
Question?
Yes.
Is LaVarne actually here?
I'm not sure. Not sure if she's here or not.
Yeah, she is. We came in.
She is here? Okay.
I think she's resting.
Okay, very good. All right, so does anyone want to take a stab at deciding when we're going to end tonight's session? Let's start with that. What time is it now, Richard?
8:30.
Do we want to set a time for ending this particular session? Go ahead, Susan.
Madam Chair, I suggest that what we do is to agree on the agenda and then adjourn.
Okay. Is there a second for that motion?
Second.
Okay. Is there any opposition to that motion? Okay, hearing none, that will be our order of business for the rest of the evening. So you have the agenda in front of you. Does anyone have any additions or corrections or any deletions?
A point of information?
Yes. Go ahead.
I see that the agenda has 40, wait. Well, here it says the new agenda has 45 minutes for the Finance Committee. The one. That
yes, I wanted to mention that I adjusted it from 15 to 45 minutes.
I have a question. Are you expecting us to go through the? We have two station budgets that we can approve here, if that's the plan. First, was it your plan to do that in the Finance Committee portion of it?
Jamie, rather than go through back and forth between you and I, how much time would you like for the Finance Committee on this agenda?
Well, if we want to approve station budgets, we need probably an hour. The two budgets probably needs an hour and a half, I would think.
Okay.
So move.
All right. Is there any opposition to an hour and a half for the Finance Committee items so that we can approve two of our station's budgets? All right.
My only concern is that if we do that tonight, we're going to be brain dead.
Oh, we're not going to do it tonight. It's just to adjust the agenda. Okay, so let's adjust the Finance Committee to 90 minutes. Okay, are there any other adjustments that yes?
I think via email, Wendy had said that we should deal with the interviews and with the finances and a lot of these other things here to not do them. So I'm going through. See, I like it the old way when it was broken down by day. This way we could see exactly what's what. Because trying to add up these minutes and figure out if we close tonight and we start tomorrow at what hour 45, 60 minutes, 7, and 80 minutes are going to be, I could do it, but it would take some time. So I don't know if, Wendy, do you still want to entertain that motion? A lot of these things I would say that we would strike them and deal with the important things like the elections, the and the finances.
What's up with the audit committee?
Yeah, that shouldn't take that long. I think I have 20 minutes for that one.
Yes, 20 minutes.
And he's going to be Skyped in. That's pretty easy. That's just to re-engage him. So that shouldn't take more than 20 minutes.
I mean, I don't want to do 40 minutes for the Governance Committee. All this stuff is disproportionately huge compared to the other committees and other things we have to do.
All right. So what do you suggest, Wendy? Do you want to give it 0 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes? Make a motion.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I don't know.
Let Wendy
I'll make
finish.
A motion.
Okay, go ahead.
That the Governance Committee action items be taken up on the next
phone call.
All right, so let's just make that's to make the Governance Committee 0 minutes. Is there a second?
Yes.
When do you second that?
Yes.
Let me object to that.
Yeah, I was going to ask, well, why don't we ask the chair?
As chair of the Governance Committee, Thank you, George.
And I don't see that these items are so much less significant than everything else on the agenda, and it's already last on the agenda. So I don't really see any purpose in this, other than avoiding discussions about things which perhaps one doesn't want to discuss. But I don't see any reason for this at all. I think we should be just left as it is.
All right.
I agree.
Okay, let's just take a hand vote on this. We have a motion to...
Point of information, is it true that it's at the very end of the agenda and nothing...
The microphone.
Is it true that it is at the very end of the agenda and therefore it would be taken up as time is available?
No, it's at the end of the action report.
There's
okay.
Unfinished business.
Here's a theory. Here's the Grace Aaron agenda theory, okay? All pending business from past agendas is on this agenda and will be carried forward to all future agendas. So we have, after the governance committee, unfinished business and new business. In terms of committee reports, it is the last committee report on this agenda. So if we don't get to it, it can be carried over to the next teleconference. So, what is your pleasure? We have a motion on the floor. Let's just take a vote on the motion.
And what is the motion?
It's to make this governance committee 0 minutes, to give it 0 minutes on the agenda. All in favor of eliminating the governance committee, reducing it to 0 minutes, please raise your hands. Okay.
Wendy.
I don't know. Raise your hands again. We didn't get it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. All opposed, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Any abstentions? 2 abstentions. Okay. The motion fails unless there's further. Now, Nia, you had some other suggestion? That's already passed. There was no objection to that.
Without objection.
Yes. Did you have something else?
I'm trying to do this really quickly to see if all of this is governance. There's just a lot of stuff that we're not going
to... Okay. Well, if we don't get to it, we don't get to it. Luzette, you had something?
Yes. This morning you said that there was an item on the agenda on PFW. Where I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, yes. You
you said there was one, but I haven't seen
okay,
it.
Okay. You wish to put something... we will take that up as a finance. Luzette wants to put an open session item of regarding finance related to WPFW. Mm-hmm. You have a report to present to us?
I circulated it, and it looks like nobody received it.
Okay. By email, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So can we put that...
You did?
Where would you like that on the agenda, Luzette?
Under finance? Under new business?
I don't know if it should go under finance. If I did that, I would run the risk of the chair saying, take it back to committee. So it should stand on its own somewhere.
Okay. Would you like to have it be a separate item?
Yes.
But in time right after the finance committee agenda
yes.
item?
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay. And how many minutes would you like for that?
This morning we said 20 minutes. 20 minutes.
Okay, so 20 minutes.
What you talking about is?
That's correct.
We don't even know what it is.
What did you say?
It's a report about finances related to WPFW and discussion about that. So
why is this not new business?
Luzette is requesting a position on the agenda.
Well, I have 2 motions pending and unfinished business. I'd like a position on the agenda, too.
Okay. Chair. Well, you can make a motion to raise those on the agenda. Okay, go ahead. Is there a second, for Luzette? Okay. This is actually already decided, but the position wasn't decided, so we'll have to vote this. All in favor of supporting Luzette's motion to add... an agenda item after the finance committee item regarding WPFW finances. It's a 20-minute item. Please raise your hands.
What's the motion?
Okay, it's to place an item on the agenda regarding WPFW's budget, finances. After the Finance Committee report on this agenda, it'll be given 20 minutes. Okay, all in favor? Okay, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay, 11 in favor. All opposed, please raise your hands. Okay, whatever. 2 opposed. Any abstentions? 1 abstention. Okay, Leslie?
Yes?
You wanted to change a place on the agenda for something?
No, I'm perfectly fine taking my turn like everybody else. I, however, would like to suggest, as we voted last time, and I would hope the majority would go along with this again for the convenience of the listeners, that we have time certain for our two listener comments. Having them sit here for 2 days waiting to comment for half an hour seems really unfair, and I hope we could find a place for them when they would know that it is their time to speak.
Okay. Do you have a suggested time certain?
Let's see. On Saturday, perhaps a time certain of right after lunch, which would be 1 o'clock.
Chair.
Okay.
I mean, is there a time on the agenda? I don't see one.
There isn't a time certain.
Yeah, and I'm thinking Saturday at 1 o'clock, and perhaps Sunday morning at 11.
Do it after KPFW.
Okay.
Yeah, how about 3 or 4?
That's right.
Okay. Yes, there's a 2 p.m. time certain for the KPFT GM to give a report for 1 hour.
Okay, let's make it 3 o'clock.
Okay. Is there a second? There's a second for that. Okay, yeah. Is there any objection to having a time certain?
Not an objection. I just want to ask a question. Considering that the main item for this meeting is to go through the interviews and selection of ED and to fill positions. Do we know when that's going to happen, when it's going to finish, and are we doing the right thing to set time? I mean, the reason why we didn't set a time today, 1, 2 or 3 of our candidates were stuck in the airport, so we couldn't set a time, and even if we had, we would have had to change it. So to give the impression now that we're not giving people time when they should speak is not quite accurate.
Okay, thank you. I will respond to that, please. There is time tomorrow morning. The public should know that the open session is starting tomorrow morning at 11, not at 9. We're going to be having an open closed session before the open session. It says on the open session agenda, this is for the public, that the body may adjourn at any time without notice to a closed executive session to discuss personnel and legal matters and contract negotiations, et cetera, that may need to be kept confidential. We'd like the public to know that we're going through the process this weekend of interviewing candidates for both the executive director and CFO positions, so a lot of time is going to be spent this weekend in closed session. However, what we're going to attempt to do is have the closed sessions be done in a time when the public is least able to be here, which is this afternoon when working people usually can't attend. So that's what we did. And in the earlier in the morning and later in the evening. So tomorrow morning there will be a closed session from 9 to 11. But we do reserve the right to extend closed session times if needed, as we have very important closed session work to do this weekend. But we will put on the agenda a time certain of 3 p.m., which we should be able to do for public comment, because we must do public comment. So is there any opposition to having a time certain of 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon after the general manager report for public comment? All right. then we will, that is a time certain for that. Any other changes or amendments
Sunday,
to the agenda?
Grace? I think Leslie mentioned Sunday for public comment. What
time? Yes, we have another public comment set aside here, and I'd like to do that as a time certain also.
Okay. Do we have a Sunday public comment?
We have another one on the agenda. We have two. We have one after the CFO report, and we have one that's currently after programming, listenership, and fundraising open board discussion.
All right. So how about if we take out number five? It's replaced with number 10, public comment time certain 3 p.m., and then place after I assume that we will hopefully.
I was thinking Sunday, perhaps 11 a.m.
11 a.m. Okay. Is there a second for that motion?
Excuse me. Objection.
Yes.
Point of information. What is the purpose of the time certain? I'm sorry, but
I assume it would be to alert the public that they should be here at a specific time for public comment.
And to keep them from hanging out at the hotel for 2 days.
Well, it also.
Okay, you know, this is a motion. It can be opposed. It can be just debated if necessary. Is there a second for? There's a second. This has been seconded, correct? Okay, Luzette and then Jamie. Okay.
You know, this is about the third meeting.
Okay, wait a second. There's
called on me.
No, I'm sorry. Okay. Kathy wants to know when we adjourn. We generally speaking adjourn around 2 o'clock on Sunday because many board members have flights home in the early afternoon or mid-afternoon. Luzette?
I'm saying this is about the third in-person meeting we're going through this. It's a waste of valuable time. I would suggest that we just fix the time before this day so that we don't have to be spending time discussing time certain for community comment. It really doesn't make sense. It is not a good time to be spending our time. I mean, a good thing to be spending our time doing this every single meeting.
Okay. Nia? You had something to say?
Yeah, I agree with Luzette on that. That's why I said my first comment was I think it should be broken down in days when we do the agenda, then we don't have that confusion. But also, this thing, I mean, I don't know Houston, but where this place is located, I think we do need to set a time certain. So if people want to travel, I don't even know how you get here. Wendy said there was no public transportation, right, Wendy? So I think it is respectful of the public who helped to support the foundation to let them know when they can when their voices can be heard.
Okay, George, and then we'll go for a vote. George?
Point of information. What do we have to do on Sunday morning in executive
probably
session?
A closed session. We have legal matters to go over. We have two more interviews to do. We have discussion. We have a lot of things in closed session.
We have two interviews, and we're starting at 9 o'clock?
Tomorrow, but Sunday we have legal issues to review, and we have the interview process to conclude.
So there's two interviews and the legal issues. But we
have to make decisions. We have to talk about the future of our senior management.
It seems to me that it's a mistake to make a time certain for this. Since that time,
exactly.
That we have to do that. We have to do that work. We have to do it in executive session. We can't be opening up to go to public session and go back. Well, I suppose we could. But that isn't, it's going to break up the flow of what we're doing. And I would recommend that we not do that, that we seek to it, that we have a half an hour on Sunday, as we said we would, but that we not make it certain at 11 o'clock. Certainly 11 o'clock is too soon. You've got two interviews of 50 minutes apiece. How are you going to do that between 9 and 11 and have legal as well? So I don't think that time works. I'm going to vote against this motion.
The interviews are on Saturday, George?
Yeah.
Okay, let's not. George said his piece. Okay, can we please go to a vote on this up or down? The motion on the floor, if somebody wants to amend it to a different time, they can. Okay, Kathy?
I was going to amend it for 1 o'clock, time certain for public comment.
Okay, is there a second for that motion?
Second.
Okay. Is there any opposition to having public comment on Sunday at 1 p.m.?
Point of information.
Okay. Yes.
Are we going to have a regular public session besides public comment on Sunday?
Yeah, but
hopefully.
Because if we need the time for an executive session, we may not even go to a public session.
We need to have a half hour a day of public comment. So
even
that's
without
not
a public session.
Yes, even if right. without a public. Okay, so Wendy, did you want to say something?
No, I just was gonna nothing.
Okay, so now let's vote. Raise your hand if you agree to this. It's actually a substitute motion to have a time certain for public comment of 1 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. Okay, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Anyone opposed? Please raise your hand if you're opposed. Any abstentions? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 abstentions. Okay, the motion passes. Time certain, 1 p.m. on Sunday. Okay, are there any other agenda adjustments?
I'd like to move to reconsider the motion to adjourn as soon as we pass this agenda. I think we're here. If the motion to reconsider passes, I'll suggest that we have the acknowledgments and the report of the interim executive director. It's 50 minutes altogether. We'll be out of here before 10 o'clock.
Second.
If you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. But people are here. They want to see the functioning of the board.
Second.
I think we ought to function.
Okay. Is there any objection to continuing this meeting until after the interim executive director report? Hearing none, we will extend this meeting past the agenda approval. Are there any other changes to this agenda? All right. Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Okay. All in favor? Oh, is there any objection to approving this agenda as amended? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. All right. Let me get my we have acknowledgments next. Does anyone have an acknowledgment? Billy Ray.
I just want to commend in public the personnel committee that put together the candidates for the executive director of the Pacifica Foundation. And it's going to be one of the hardest decisions I ever had to make, because every one of them is highly qualified, and I don't know where they could have found such a great crop of people.
Thank you, Billy Ray. Kathy?
Richard.
Yes, I Richard. Wanted to acknowledge and thank Richard and John, who came to New York City and helped us spruce up the station, not just physically with paint and hammer, but also in the spirit of friendship and sisterhood. I'm very grateful, so thank you.
Luzette.
As a member of the personnel committee, I want to accept the commendation, but I also want to acknowledge the many people who think it wise. As far as I'm concerned, they're a little bit mad, but nonetheless, I want to thank the people out there who want to come in and work for us. Those people who might be listening on the internet or wherever they may be, I think it actually says a lot about Pacifica, despite the problems that we have. So many people are still interested in coming in to help us move this foundation forward. And so I want to commend them.
Thank you, Luzette. All right, are there any other acknowledgments? Susan, and then and Sean.
I'd like to acknowledge our Paul Martin, who is one heck of a great committee secretary. The NFC is a very valuable, hardworking committee, and he has motions out the day after. He just does a superb job, and it makes a real difference.
Thank you, Susan. Sean?
Yeah, as this is our last in-face meeting of this year, I'd like to acknowledge Grace Aaron, who has...
That's Serene Roberts.
You need to stop it. She's at it again.
Okay. As this is our last in-face meeting...
Okay, can we please have silence in the audience? We're trying to conduct a meeting. Okay.
Good for you.
All right.
You and your mother went back, bitch. That is hey. You come to my town and you think I'm out of your mind. That is what I am. That is you don't even know me. I said you don't even know me.
Okay, can we please have some order, please, in the audience, please. Okay. All right.
It appears that Serene Roberts' racism has come to the forefront.
Okay.
I think that's entirely inappropriate on the stream.
All right, can we take this off the stream for a minute or two? I would request that the two listeners kindly move further away from each other so that each can have their own space. Can somebody in the audience please give one of these women their seat?
It doesn't
so,
matter, I'm
going to
move to adjourn.
That's right.
Okay, is there a second?
Why are we adjourning? For what? This don't make sense.
I'm not going to adjourn.
No.
Please stop calling my name because I did not begin.
You don't get a point of personal privilege.
Order, please. Please.
Okay. There's a motion to adjourn, and it's been seconded.
Is there any objection to adjourning this?
Yes, I object to adjourning. I don't want to be pushed around by this crap.
Thank you.
Okay, it's settled. Okay. Can we please continue the meeting, if possible? All right. Now, I would request, please, can somebody give one of these women the opportunity to sit in a different seat? That would be okay. We'll move forward then. Okay, Sean had an acknowledgement. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to acknowledge Grace Aaron. This is our last in-face meeting of the year, and she has done so much heavy lifting for this organization. She's begun to turn it around, to bring back financial stability, and she has done it in the face of outrageous opposition. And as somebody said to me yesterday, she's the first real ED that this foundation has had. Thank you, Grace.
In a long time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right, that's good. Thank you. Thank you very much. Andrea?
Yeah, I'd like to acknowledge Lim, KPFA, she just notified us that we just ended the fall fund drive and met our budgeted goal of $750,000. She says that it was difficult, but now that we are at the finish line, we feel great. Go KPFA.
How? And I think we need to say, too, that because of the changes we have made over the last months, all the stations are on the way to recovery.
Thank you.
George.
Yeah, I want to thank the people who put this organization, organized this meeting and did the logistics for this meeting. Wendy, Sandra, my wife Deb Shafto, Otis, am I leaving anybody out?
The drivers.
John. To that end, I would, Otis? I would like to
Yeah, the drivers.
Mike John, Woodson, thank you. Dwayne Bradley, Deb Shafto, Otis McClay, John Axford, John L. Mel. John L.
Sandra Rowline.
And Bill Crozier.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
I think that's all the drivers.
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Okay, they all deserve a big round of applause. Thank you so much. All right, are there any other acknowledgments? Okay.
They can't hear this. I guess they've gone home. But I do want to acknowledge the people here at the hotel who have been incredibly helpful to us and dealt with some of the craziness that we've all had to deal with, and who also cooked the Indian food tonight.
Okay, thank you. It was delicious.
What?
All right, any other acknowledgments?
Yes, Grace, one more.
Thank you.
I know we don't have the reports in yet from KPFK's fund drive, but they were on their way to making their goal. I can't applaud them quite as vigorously yet as Andrea did, but I'm anticipating being able to do that as soon as we get word. So my thanks to all the staff and all the volunteers at KPFK who've worked for weeks to make this happen, whatever happened, and I'm sure it was good. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Any other acknowledgments? Hearing none. I think my report, the interim executive director report, is next, isn't it? Yes. Okay, so I'm going to read this because it's been sent out to many people, so I'll kind of stick to the script. It'll make it faster, and then we'll take questions if we have time.
Pardon me?
Oh, yeah. Joe, can you take over the chair and recognize me?
Sure, recognize you, please.
Okay. All right. Here we are in October 2009, looking at a landscape for Pacifica that's now trending upward after a very scary multi-year decline. Major steps have been taken by current senior management to make the foundation stronger fiscally. These actions have greatly improved fund drive performance at WBAI, our New York City station, in two consecutive fund drives. As 80% of our income is from on-air fundraising, this is very significant. The same techniques used to improve our on-air income at WBAI are going to be used at WPFW, our Washington, D.C. station. We have reason to believe that these improvements will also result in better revenue at WPFW. All of our stations had weak winter fund drives last year, but recovered in the fall, some more than others. The recovery at WBAI was very substantial, and both the spring and summer drives at that station showed better per-day pledge totals than had been seen in many years. KPFT, our Houston station, went from being 27% under its budgeted winter fund drive goal to 10% or so under in its spring drive. Its most recent summer drive came in about 9% above its goal, showing gradual but steady improvement. There is also the promise of significantly improved on-air fundraising at WPFW, which has had the most recent management change. KPFK in Los Angeles has just reached its fund drive goal of $1.15 million. Actually, it was close to that on Wednesday afternoon. I'm sure, and the intention from reports I've heard from the staff at KPFK is they're going to be going for $1.2 million or more. So I'm very happy about that station. They've really put a lot of effort into it. I want to let you know that that station has is, in my opinion, understaffed. They have approximately 25 staff, full-time equivalents, which is a lot less than, for instance, KPFA, which has more like 45. So it's really an incredible amount of of efficiency and creativity on the part of KPFK staff. This has not been easy in difficult economic times. And I wanted to say that I sent you all an email a little earlier today showing a survey of nonprofits, which shows that nonprofit revenue across the boards has declined significantly. And a high percentage of nonprofits have made budget cuts. About 50% have cut their staff. So the nonprofit world is hurting in these hard economic times. It says much for the energy, creativity, and dynamism of our staff and their positive response to improved local management at several stations that we're actually doing better than the norm. We're rapidly adjusting to a weak national economy with better fund drive strategies and planning and utilizing lessons learned from our sister stations and our affiliate network. Most importantly, programming is being improved at our stations, which should result in increased listenership, which will almost definitely improve our revenue. Austerity measures were taken in late 2008 at several of our stations that have brought us some financial relief. Further cuts are possible and will be used to balance our budgets if necessary. Currently, we have no significant long-term debt. We own three buildings outright. Our building in Los Angeles that houses KPFK and the Pacifica Archives was appraised about 8 months ago at $4 million. Our building in Berkeley, California, which houses KPFA and the National Office, would probably appraise at $5 million or so. We own our building in Houston that houses KPFT that is worth about $250,000.
But the land is worth a lot more than that.
Oh, okay. Does it have oil under it?
No.
Legal cases have been settled recently that had been unresolved for literally years, which is a huge relief. Major efforts are being made to improve our workplace environments at our five stations, affiliate and archives units, and national office. Earlier this year, a highly qualified interim HR director was hired. Online sexual harassment training is taking place throughout the network, and human resources and other complaints are investigated and dealt with very rapidly. Community advisory boards have met and are active at all five of our stations. Documentation of these meetings, including website and audio clips of on-air meeting announcements, minutes, and rosters, are on file at the national office for all of the five CABs at all five stations. The boards will be generating community needs assessments that will help our stations better understand and serve our listeners. It is not unusual for the search process for senior management of a conglomerate the size of Pacifica to be a lengthy process, often with an interim period filled by an interim manager or managers. This is currently the case with Pacifica. Our stations are quite independent and capable of functioning with minimal senior management. However, there currently is an intense search process ongoing to find a very qualified permanent ED and CFO, and we expect to fill both positions soon. Also, the current interims have stated their willingness to stay on for a period of up to 3 months to ensure a smooth management transition. We see no lack of continuity in the positive financial turnaround of this foundation. The real wealth of Pacifica is its people, paid and unpaid staff, board members, members, listeners, volunteers, all contribute. We couldn't exist without their dedication, zeal, talent, and commitment. We would be betraying them all if we didn't demand constantly improving programming, better managed stations, greater efficiency, and expansion. Yes, we must increase our affiliate network, move out and create a strong international presence, push ahead so that we can purchase more stations, have a dynamic, interactive, video-enabled website that broadcasts the best of Pacifica 24/7. I personally hope we become a formidable force that reaches more and more people with messages of hope and practical solutions that make a better world. We can do it. I must personally especially thank LaVorne Williams, our interim CFO, and the interim GM at WBAI. Yes, she's actually doing those two jobs, which are really more than full-time jobs in and of themselves. I want to thank her for her Herculean, tireless, and brilliant efforts in those two positions. People tell me she is magic, and I can tell you that's true. I want to thank Ricardo DeAnda for confronting and tackling our legal morass. We now see the light at the end of the tunnel. Ahmad Anderson, our interim HR director, has been very valuable in this transition period. He is steering us to better workplace practices like our ongoing sexual harassment training. He will be guiding us through the process of training staff on the hows and whys of routine staff evaluations. He is helping gather policies and procedures for the foundation, something long needed. Thank you to our overworked and talented finance staff of the National Office, Lynn Magno and Efren Uranus, and to Chris Neera, our National Office Administrative Assistant. Thank you so much to John L. Mella, our National Technical Director, and Ursula Rudenberg, our Affiliates Director. Otis McClay should also be highly commended. You all know how patient they are and how much they work, or I should say overwork. Brian DeShazer and his staff have outdone themselves. They have just been awarded a $100,000 grant to preserve historical civil rights material. At WBAI, I want to thank Tony Bates for being a fund drive genius. I want to thank Kathy Davis as well for her relentless efforts. Also Esther, Reggie, Sydney, Sean, Rebecca, Yvonne, and on and on. I want to let you all know that KPFT, which has always been a by-the-book station, has stepped out ahead of the crowd to improve their programming grid. This took courage on the part of Dwayne Bradley, KPFT GM, and Ernesto Aguilar, the program director, as well as the rest of the staff, local station board members, etc. Christine Blasdale at KPFK has helped find and pitch premiums that are raising tons of money at several stations. She's creative, positive, omnipresent, and indefatigable. Bob Conger, IGM, Alan Minsky, Interim Program Director, Jennifer Kaiser, Assistant GM, Ali Lexa, Webmaster, Zuberi Fields, Jonathan Alexander, Sonali Kolhatkar, Maggie Lepeek, Margaret Prescott, et cetera, all should be commended for excellent work, not only at KPFK, but for their assistance in strengthening WBAI. I should say that KPFK loaned three staff for 10 days to WBAI. We had a team there to assess the situation, which predated the turnaround at that station. KPFK is right now, tonight, holding its 50th anniversary fundraiser at the Ford Amphitheater. The headliner is Ziggy Marley. Mitch Jezerich at KPFA has been continuing to produce programming that elevates Pacifica and sets a standard for excellence. I'm not as familiar with KPFA as I should be. KPFAers, please thank yourselves for keeping your station going. I was a little bit lengthier with KPFK, which is my home station, so you'll excuse me. Grigsby Hubbard, one of the founders of WPFW, is now its interim GM. He is working more than can be believed to upgrade the sound, stature, and content of the programming there. When I visited WPFW for a few days, I was very impressed by their small but very efficient, friendly, knowledgeable, and professional staff. Thanks, Grigsby, Gloria Minot, Bobby Hill, Tiffany Jordan, Robert West, etc. WBAI has received a $25,000 grant in support of future work with the UCLA School of Public Health, centered to eliminate health disparities, in part to launch on-air health segments in 2010.
I mean WPFW.
WPFW. Sorry. Also recently, Cornell West spoke at a fundraiser for WPFW. Grigsby's really doing a lot to elevate that station, and I'm proud of him, and we all should be. All the reports of our GMs, National Board Committees, other key staff will be posted on our website and make interesting reading. Anything I left out can be found in those reports. Les Radke can't be thanked enough for his dedication, fairness, and perseverance. Thanks also to Michael Sanchez, KPFK's perfectionist, local election supervisor, Renee Esteria at KPFA, Linda Harris at WPFW, Ann Shaw at KPFT, and Ethan Young at WBAI. You all get the Courage Under Fire Award. This is the best group of local election supervisors we could have hoped for. Last but not least, I'd like to thank all the Pacifica National Board members. First, did you know that Carolyn Burden, besides being one of our most diligent directors, has been housing LaVarne and myself when we were in New York? This has saved Pacifica and WBAI thousands of dollars.
Bravo.
Yes, thank you, Carolyn.
Can the rest of us move in?
And she's a great cook. Jamie Ross, the chair of our finance committee, please apologize to your wife and children. Tell them we'll give you back someday. Sandra Rawline should be commended for all the work she's done chairing the personnel committee. And the rest of you, you've all worked hard, and it's appreciated. I'd like to thank my many critics on the PNB, or my critics, not many, but my critics on the PNB. You have no idea how I rely on you to be my quality control arm.
Thank you.
This saves me much time. I don't proofread or look over my shoulder. I trust that the things I've messed up or neglected will be found and communicated to me. I mean this sincerely. Well, you know, somewhat sincerely. At first I get irritated, and then I listen to my critics, because an unfixed error is worse than a bruised ego. Richard Uzzell, our wonderful secretary, we love you for taking great minutes, your sense of humor, and your team that helped clean up the WBAI offices. What a terrific example you set for us all. I haven't mentioned many, many people who deserve praise. Please forgive the oversight and thank yourselves. To conclude my report, I'd like to reassure you that the Pacifica Foundation is currently on better financial footing than many, if not most, radio networks, both commercial and non-commercial. It has weathered many storms, both internal and external. Pacifica is celebrating its 60th birthday this year. KPFA is celebrating its 60th anniversary this year, KPFK its 50th, and KPFT its 39th. I have no doubt that the foundation will continue to exist far into the future. Also, the death of radio has been greatly exaggerated. According to the latest Arbitron information, quote, overall, public radio continued to expand its weekly reach, rising from 11.2% to 11.8% of the U.S. population between that two-year period, and they were referring to 2006 to 2008, 12% ahead of its 10.5% QM rating in fall 2005. Two reliable sources and a number of news articles show that many commercial and non-commercial radio stations have over-leveraged their assets and are now essentially owned by banks and other financial giants. And I have a footnote in this report where Goldman Sachs and another big brokerage firm are buying a conglomerate of East Coast radio stations that has 52 radio stations. It's in the footnote. But this is the tip of the iceberg. Clear Channel's in trouble. Citadel's in trouble. I heard a report. Media professionals speculate that the percent of stations close to bankruptcy is 70 to 90%. This agglomeration of media in the hands of the few, the wealthy, and often the amoral, means that our voice, the voice of independent, non-commercial, democratic, free, and open radio, must not only continue but become stronger, fiercer, and keep speaking truth to power. And that's it.
Grace. Grace.
All right.
Grace, can you make a comment that all of this is because of our listeners, and maybe give them some applause.
Let's give a hand to our listeners.
Because we couldn't be around
and all of our local boards. All right.
Grace.
Okay.
I just want to add one thing. On the grant that WPFW got, I just want to acknowledge, and I think she should be included in our accolades, as Joni Eisenberg, one of our LFC members who wrote the grant for that.
Oh, great. That's wonderful. Okay.
Is this mic working? Do we have people who want to have questions for Grace at this point? I think we're tired, it seems like. Okay. I will then entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So the meeting is adjourned.
Well, is there any objection?
I guess. I don't think there was going to be, but The meeting is adjourned.